死了呢。
Worship him from the bottom of your heart. Worship him from your heart, from your heart. Hey, the lemon for the better than the bully, the lemon. Area Salama Catala. He better than the lemon Korea. January, February, March, April, May, June, we are still here. Getting better. Getting bigger. All to the glory of the Lord. What the enemy meant for evil, the Lord has turned it around for our good. Eh, te lemo koneme te te libo kulia. Who is he that speaketh and cometh to pass? The Lord has not spoken. The Lord has had a final say in the affairs of our life. Take two testimonies to the glory of God. Two minutes. Two minutes.
God bless the Lord. I stand before the presence of God and His children to tell what the Lord has done for me. On the 16th of January, when we were observing our prayer retreat, we all left the house with my nephew, who is 15 years old. We came to the church, all of us. After the program, I had to stay behind with Faith to clean the church. So I went to Kukua to visit her senior sister. I called him and the girl came with me. I gave them 200 to walk down and take a bike to Kushafa. This boy has never visited the city. The first city in his life is Kushafa. I've never taken him to town. When I left, and we were delayed in church because after the prayer retreat, there was a meeting. And we had to clean other parts and wait for the meeting to be over to clean the main auditorium. So I went home late. As I got home, I asked, where is Pius? The girl staying with me said she saw him going out and she was inside the kitchen. And at that time, we did not see Pius for 5 good months. 16th January, we continued to search. I went from one police station to the other. Mortuary to mortuary, social places, clubs, where I moved around with my children. We did not see this boy. We now say so. The only thing to do is to go into fasting and prayers. I reported to my home fellowship. We turned the home fellowship to be a prayer ground for Pius. And I thank God they supported me in prayers. They gave me every encouragement. When they now, after the first week of May, I closed from church and went home. I had a call. I answered the call. The police said that I'm needed in the police divisional headquarters on 7th, human trafficking unit, that I'm accused of trafficking a child. I said, yes, I'm the one. I'll come, but it has to be Monday. On Monday, I went to the police station. I was treated like a criminal. I was so frustrated. And I said, God, you have to vindicate me in this case. They kept on tormenting my life. People see me coming to church, moving around, but I was a walking cop because what they read in that petition that I traveled to the village, brought the boy to Abuja, and I saw the boy and made money. I suffered. But to the glory of God, Thursday last week, my daughter in Lagos called me around 5:30 that, do I know that fire is before her? I screamed. I scream. He has been roaming about in Lagos for good 5 months. Nowhere to sleep, no food to eat, roaming about from one group to the other. And God helped us. He roamed about and stationed himself closer to her office. She was in the vehicle with her colleague. She just turned and started somebody like Bios. Amount grew.
10 more seconds.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I'll soon leave. So, as she called me, I called my church members. I didn't have them come over with me. But before 15 minutes, they gave me money over 45,000 within seconds. I now sent my in-law. He traveled that night on Thursday. He went and brought Bios 2 nights on the road. And today, I have handed Bios to his parents. Who would have done this for me? I am not a criminal, but I have treated like a criminal.
Member here who maybe 5 years ago, I can't remember, armed robbers went to his house. They carried laptop, carried everything after beating him very well. They went to sell the laptop. When the people that bought the laptop in Mina needed to work on the laptop, they took the laptop to the shop of a person where the fool's laptop is. He's in jail. Listen to me now. The same way the guy walked and found himself in Lagos, Swart was at work. On that day, she did not live with people she lives with. And then they were going in the car. Then she saw the man, the boy. That they have been looking. Who can think that the person you are looking for in Abuja is in Lagos? And he walked directly into the hands of the people. Is our God not the mighty
God? You be God, you not be man. Oh. You be God, you not be man. Oh. I follow the man. You be God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
On Friday 19th, I had a bold signal of war in my heart. War was ringing in my heart. I woke up, I told my family that there's something happening. Death, I saw death. We pray on Saturday. I went over evangelism. I come back, my heart was boiling for war. How can I go for war? I have to go and look for my matches too. I prepare myself for war physically. After praying, I prepare physically. On Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, somebody called me from dream that dead, somebody died. I woke up, was meditating my heart. As I was just meditating, I heard a very deadly sound on my door. Bam! They scattered the door. I'm robbed by step. I jumped from my bed. I carried my 2 arms that I was ready for war. As I was coming to fight, I've already entered to my children's room. Now I know that war has been won. I have to surrender. I quickly ran to my house. I dropped the arms. I lay down on the floor. They break the door. I left the throne. I lie down. My wife took over the battle. negotiating with Hausa face to face. What do you want in Hausa? They opened the door, my own delight all over the place. Face to face. I was asking, what do you want? He said, need money and handset. Behold, they carry what they can carry. I was lying down. Nobody touched me. Even to say, oh God, what's happening? Nobody. My wife negotiated. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When they attacked my daughter, they raised the arm and the machete. My son said, please don't kill my sister. No fear. No fear. My wife negotiated. What they want? Money and handset. But behold, they carry my shoe with even mathematical set. For God's sake, the Lord be the glory. Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We take the last one.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What God cannot do does not exist. Yes, I'm standing here on behalf of me and my husband. God blessed us with a double news last week, Sunday, immediately after church service. My husband came back home. He came for first service last week, while I came for second service. So immediately after second service, he called me. That way I was, I said, I just got home now. He said, okay, he's coming. Immediately I got home, he then came in. I said, I should come. He came to the house. And I said, I should come outside. He wants to show me something. Praise the Lord. Behold and behold, I want to thank God. Immediately I got outside, what I saw, I was so surprised. I saw a car outside. All our lives we've never had a car. This is the first car we are having in our life. Praise the Lord. And I also want to appreciate God for a wonderful testimony. You know, when you demand for something, when you don't demand for it, when you don't pray for it, it comes to you, you will not appreciate it. But to this, I have been trusting God for the fruit of the womb since January. From January to February, no news. February to March, no news. But to the glory of God, last week Sunday, I ran the test and it was positive. Praise the Lord!
In the bank, my wife's salary is 15% or 20% of my salary. My wife was saving. My salary was not enough. It is not how much you earn, sir. There are many people that earn big, they are in debt. There are many that earn little, they are living in their houses. Whatever your destiny, your heart desires, that you have not entered into, as we take this new song, break through into it. Break out into it. In the name of Jesus. Holy you are, God will say.
Yeah.
colleagues in the office loading the song, just coincidence or something like that. So I send a chat in there, please, what is the translation of this song? And he told me, is it God has done it again, or God has done it again, Adi? Abba Meuna, calm down, talking to my people. He has done it in time. In his time. Today is a day of salvation. And you arise and have mercy on Zion. For it is the set time of his favor. For every hand is reserved up in faith to receive from the Lord. Let the Lord do it in this season for you. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me, sir. You can't be under this anointing and grace and be put to shame. Anything that will bring you shame, let them pass you over. Let them pass you over. Let them pass you over. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
My people say anyone that wants to see the blinking of a crab will stay there forever. Anyone that wants to see your shame and your disgrace, let them be disappointed. In the name of Jesus. Let mercy locate everyone under my voice. We bless you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Luke chapter 16. Luke 14, 16 to 24. According to that time here, I have 5 minutes. And I have not preached. Second service has turned, people are turning, taking away my preaching messages and replacing it with testimonies. You'll be the one that will share the next one. In the name of Jesus. A testimony that will be to the shame of darkness. Let it appear in your family suddenly. In the name of Jesus. The testimony that he will share and say, believe you, I swear. You know, there are some things when you want to share, it looks like lie. You will not carry Bible first and say, I swear. That testimony that will surprise your friends and put your enemy to shame. Let the Lord make it happen for you. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Quickly, but he said to him, a man once gave a great banquet and invited many. And at the time for the banquet, he sent his servant to say to those who have been invited, come, for everything is now ready. And they all alike began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a field and I must go out to see it. Please have me excuse. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen and I go to examine them. Please have me excuse. And another said, I have married a wife. Woo! And therefore, I cannot come. So the servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house became angry and said to his servant, go out quickly to the streets and lanes of a city and bring in the poor and crippled, and blind, and lame. And the servant said, sir, what you have commanded has been done, and still there is room. And the master said to the servant, get out to the highway and hedges, and compel people to come in, that my house may be filled. Can I hear the church say, that my house may be filled? And the master said to the servant, okay, 24, sir. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste my banquet. Today, I won't talk about compare them to come in, but I want to focus on the power of the invitation. Listen, Jesus is interested in his house being filled. Jesus is interested in the kingdom of God being populated more than hell. When people go to hell, he's not pleased. He's pleased when his kingdom is filled. And then he gave a parable to explain this. Number one, 5 things we should learn. Let's learn about the banquet. Every church service is a banquet prepared by God for his people to feast. A banquet is a party. It's a feast that happens at night after men have finished work and they are relaxed. So every church service, God has prepared a banquet of healing, deliverance, salvation, testimonies, prosperity, when you come to church, come with the mentality that you are coming to a banquet to feast. He prepared the banquet and some people refused to come. Have you had a party before where you fix the time for 2, 3, nobody. 4, nobody. How do you feel like? Have you had a party with your siblings? Maybe you lost your grandmother and your mother and the siblings did party. And on this canopy, many people, that canopy, many people, that canopy, many people. And in your own canopy, you are just looking. Nobody. The food is available everywhere, but nobody to eat. What do you do at the end of the day? You go around looking for people all around and say, this food must not swallow. And you start bringing them. Have you had the disappointment of inviting people for greatness and they do not come? That is the disappointment that Jesus is facing and he doesn't want to face again. And because the people were not coming, they started giving excuses. Can we look at their excuses quickly? The first excuse, I have bought a lamb and I must go to see it. Remember, I said a banquet is a dinner. Banquet happened in the evening. Is there anybody in this church that when you buy your lamb, you don't go to check it at the day, but at night you carry torchlight and say, I want me to go see the beacon of this house where I just, this lamb where I just buy. Nobody does that. That excuse is not tenable. Many excuses we give in church, in heaven, it looks like foolishness. In fact, the angels gather together and laugh and say, God, for your grace and mercy. So, the people, they give excuses. The second person said, I have just bought 5 yoke of oxen, tractor for farming. I want to go and test tractor. Who tests tractor at night? The third one said, I have just gotten married. If you have just gotten married, where is the best place to go to enjoy your honeymoon? Banquets. When people tell me they want to go out, they want to see the world. And banquet is the best place for them to go to. But the woman gave an excuse. Or the man, I just have new wife. I know they go anywhere. Many excuses we give when we don't do the things of God are foolishness and stupidity in the eyes of heaven. And we need to change. And just like we behave when you have all the food at the party and nobody comes, and you look around and call different kind of people to come and eat, God now said, the people we think are worthy are not worthy. Look around. And bring in people. So he said, go to the poor. Look for the poor. It is not poor in money. Poor is people that lack necessity of life. It's people that lack what they need for breakthrough. A man can have money and have health problems. He's a poor man in terms of his body. So in the banquet is healing for them. There are many on their way to hell. In the banquet is salvation for them. He said, call the blind, the ones that have no vision about life. We call them NFA, no future ambition. He wakes up, sleeps all around the day. That's nowhere he's going. He has nothing to tell you about his future. He's a blind man. Call him, bring him. He says, some are crippled. They have been affected by the power of darkness. Their destiny has been destroyed. They rise, they fall. They have never amounted to anything in life. He said, bring them. The banquet. Is for them. Brethren, most of the time, the people we think the banquet are for, they don't come. But listen, the banquet is for everybody. And the Lord wants us to go and invite them to a banquet. So he gave us direction. Go to the edges. Go to the lane. So he first of all said, go to all those small roads in your house, around your areas, the lane. And then later, he said, go to the highway. Start from near your house. And now they came and say, it has not been seen. Say, go further. Go to the highway. Bring people to my house. Listen to me. God has gone ahead of us to touch people's hearts to say a banquet is ready. But he's sending you to go and invite them for the banquet. And people are waiting for your invitation. And he said, when we get there, compel them to come in. What is it? Compel. Compel is not gentility. Compel has force in it. Compel means force. Drive. or gently invite, by force, by threat, by constraint. Has any urgent 2K person been on your matter recently? The adult will not understand this slang. Do you understand this slang? Do you understand the urgent 2K slang? The people that call you on phone and say, please, I need something, I need credit, I need this, I need that. Do you know the time they pay your salary? And when they call you as if you are the one who in Abuja working for them to collect. They have every way, different style of collecting the urgent 2K. I beg, if you get urgent 2K, something they happen here. They have a very nice way. The Lord is saying, go and learn from urgent 2K people. The way they collect money from you, that same way, go and invite people to church. Go and bring people to my kingdom. As long as they want that 2K, there is nothing you can do. They must get it. Or else you will switch off your phone. And you will miss important calls. All these 2K people have made some people to change another line. He does not want us to become nuisance. But he wants us with all force of love. Power of love. To compel people to come. All over the Bible you discover Jesus. God compelling people. Isaiah 1:18-20. Come unto me, come. Let us reason together. God was giving an invitation there. There was a time, I think Isaiah 55, this God came again and said, come, all that are thirsty. Listen, God is always giving invitation and he wants you to invite people. Matthew 11:28. Jesus, the Son of God, gave an invitation, come to me. Revelation 22:17, the Holy Spirit gave an invitation, come. John 1:40-42. Andrew gave an invitation to Peter, come. If Andrew did not invite Peter, your son's name can never be Peter. Have you named your son Rahab? Huh? Rahab is in the lineage of faith. He was mentioned in the lineage of Jesus. He was mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, where the men that matter were mentioned. But you can't name your child Rahab. Why? Huh? Let's leave that for another day. If Andrew did not invite Peter, you will never name your child Peter. Now on everybody, my name is Kephas. My name is Peter. As hard as a rock. The number one disciple of Jesus. In amen, the same way where Peter took for Bible, now I go do you if you cross my path. My name is Peter. It is because he was invited. If you were not invited, most of you here would have amounted to nothing. The transformation, the solutions, the healing, you would never have had it. Now you have been invited. You have enjoyed it. You have become very selfish and the church is filled with many selfish people that have come to enjoy the feast. I was in a training during the week. I was at one of the most likely the most expensive hotel in Abuja. But my stomach was not really okay and I don't eat much. But I was one of the people that planned the program, so I knew how much a plate of food costs. So I have colleagues that knew the price of a plate of food, and you need to see the food they gathered. Some told me, if now waste, we go waste them. We don't pay for this thing. My stomach could not contain it. I took a little. While we are about leaving, one came and said, oh God, you didn't eat well. All the water where they give us that was on the table that we did not eat, he just carried water. Okay, open your back. Open my, you pour the water in the back. When you see a feast and a banquet where everything is prepared, you need to invite your people to join you. stop enjoying alone. And he said, by every force that you can, use it to invite people. Can I run and close and let you know that everybody feels special when you invite them to occasions. Everybody feels wanted when you invite them. Everybody feels accepted, feels they belong. Everyone feels appreciated when you invite them. Master, some of you are the big people of your area. People are looking forward to you, up to you. When you park and say, can you follow me to church next week? You'll be shocked at the number of people that will follow you. Some of you are cruel, wicked, dangerous. When you park and you want to invite, they will run away. Change your behavior. Change your character. When you see people in church that they don't bring anybody, they are terrorists and wicked people in their neighborhood. They come to church to hide. We pray that the Holy Spirit will arrest their heart and make them amenable and turn them to angels in the name of Jesus. If you are quiet, now you are the top. The guilty are always quiet in church. May the Lord touch your heart and bring them to his kingdom. The silent ones are still the guilty ones. So what do we do? What does the Lord want us to do? Go home or sit down here. Write down the names of people you want to bring to church. Look at people that you have not spoken to. Start a relationship. It might not be for this month. It's time to invest in people and invite them. Oh, those people getting in the office that every morning I say, oh God, I am loyal. I just came to show you my loyalty. You know people do that in offices. I came to do it. Let his loyalty be proven by him following you to church. See, they will put you into trouble. Men are pledging loyalty to you. You are not pointing them to God. You will soon become a god like Herod that the angels will slap and you will die. Let men not put you into trouble. Write down names. Have a list. Minimum of 20 names, 30 names that you want to invite to church next month. Begin praying for them. Begin asking for opportunities for you to bring them. Begin sharing stories, having a relationship with them. Invite them to church. Remind them, chat them, call them, send them SMS until you bring them to church on a Sunday in March. In July. Pick them and bring them. If it is a logistic problem, handle it. Talk to your MME president or BME president or whatever in the leadership. We will gladly make our cars available to bring as many people to church. We will gladly go and rent more buses to bring people to church and take them back home. There is power in the invitation. And that's why God invited, Jesus invited, the Holy Spirit invited, the disciples invited, and God sent his servant to invite. Did you see that in that question, in that parable, the servant did not say, I will not invite. Don't change the story by your attitude. Bow down your heads. Let us pray. Commit yourself to the hands of the Lord and say, Lord, help me to be your mouthpiece. Help me. Grant me boldness. My shop, my customers, open my eyes to what to do. My shop, my customers, my neighbors, my vendors, the people you buy things from, the people you sell things to, your colleague in the office, your neighbors in the neighborhood. Can you receive grace? Receive grace. Lift your right hand and let's make this confession. Oh Lord, I receive grace. I receive grace. I will not be ashamed of you. I receive boldness. I invite people. Amen. I receive favor. To people I talk to, lead me to the right people. I ask for direction. Lord, you can count on me. Can we just tell you? You can count on me. In this month of July and beyond, you can count on me. The school you have given me, the shop you have given me, the church you have given me, the work you have given me will be used for your glory. Help me. I ask for your help. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Let there be a revival of invitation. A revival of doing the will of the Lord. I am here to do your will. I have heard your word, Lord. You can count on me. Can you tell him, I have heard your word. You can count on me. You can count on me. We give you praise. We give you your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.